Thanks, Dominey. Hi, it's Phil, and it's Wendy, and Eric Zorn is here, as he is pretty much every week on Mondays to just talk about whatever's on his mind. Eric, first of all, hi. Thank you for being here.
I came in on a federal holiday.
Yes, you did. Yes, you
just
did.
Want a little,
Happy Columbus
a little
Day.
Showing your devotion. Thank you.
Native Peoples Day, right?
Thank you.
I'm Italian, so I'm going to say Columbus Day. I'm cool with that. Yep. And less traffic, so I'm glad you came in today.
Well, actually, I can't. I did come into work, too, but...
It all worked out.
I was trying to get some guilt going here.
But. How did your, you did this podcast festival. It went well, I
guess. Yes, it went really well. The Mincing Rascals were part of Podcast Fest. Mm-hmm. We're on it every week. John Williams, Steve mm-hmm. Bertrand, Kristen McQuarrie.
It's highly
Scott
entertaining.
Yeah, it's a very good little podcast. We did a live presentation of it at the Old Town School, and people came out. It was great.
You seemed surprised by that.
I was surprised. I was talking to John earlier in the week before, and I said, are we selling any tickets? He went, oh, you know, kind of one of those not really statements. And so I dragged Johanna there. So you got to come. Someone's got to be in the audience. Just a clap. One person clapping. It's all we need.
We had a good crowd.
Yeah. So it was a nice crowd. Very pleasant. Got to talk to some people there. And
how does the show differ when there's an audience? You do the pacing a little differently.
We've only done it once in front of our audience this last week, and it went pretty much the way it always does. John steers the ship. He brings in the topics and directs the questions as he does. You know, he's a host.
Yeah.
And the conversation goes well. It's really fun to mix it up.
Kristen, and you feed off that energy of people being there. You really do.
Oh yeah. No, it was more fun to do it, and I was really left wanting to do it again in front of a live audience. And
but everyone left. Eric was the only one left.
Come on, I have more things to talk about. Nick Gilio's podcast was on, Kelly Leonard's podcast was on, also in the same venue, same bill. So we only had like half an hour. We usually go for about 45 minutes or so.
Oh.
So it was a little bit short, and there were topics that we didn't get to that we wanted to. So that's why I'm here today, to get to those.
But that round table, I'm such a huge fan of it. Everything from, well, I know I get kidded for this, but I love it on The View. I love it on Bill Maher's show. I love when you get a group of people sitting around just discussing whatever topic's hot at the moment.
The idea behind this podcast is, and other podcasts that are like it, like this news chat stuff, is like, this is what it would be like to go out to lunch with us.
Yeah.
You know, sit around and talk about issues. And I love to have Kristen, and she's on the show for
we've had on a bunch,
often,
yeah.
And Scott Stannis, they both are from the right side of the political spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm from the left side. And Steve, you know, Steve thinks of himself as the guy going down the middle, and so does John.
Yeah.
But I think those guys skew a little left, too, frankly.
Absolutely.
So it's a really nice balance of the conversation. And it is fun, and we talk about basically things in the news, but sometimes we get into personal stuff about what's going on in our lives. And it's a really fun time.
A little bit of everything.
So,
Mike Pence, Wendy and I discussed this a little bit, made some news yesterday as he left an Indianapolis Colts game very soon after the national anthem because some of the players he felt were disrespecting the flag. So our thought was...
It was a cunning stunt.
Yeah, yeah.
Had to be careful on that one.
It might have been a little pre-planned. What do you think?
It sounds like it was. I think Donald Trump tweeted. He said he told Pence to leave if this had this happened. I guess some of the did both players on both sides or just San Francisco. I don't know which teams were playing and which teams took knees.
But Donald Trump knew full well that it was going to
happen. I think everyone knew it was going to happen.
Right.
So he went there knowing that it was going to happen, knowing that he was going to leave. And the word was that the press, traveling press that was with Mike Pence, was told to stay in the van because it wasn't going to last very long. He was going to go in and come right back out again. So they knew this was going to happen. And he had been out traveling. He went to Las Vegas for a parade having to do with the gunshot victims. And then he also went to California for some sort of political event. So he's got the big traveling entourage. He's flying on Air Force Two and so on. So he goes to Indianapolis. And there's a lot of security that goes along. When you bring a vice president or president into an arena like that, heightened security,
sure,
traffic problems, all the stuff that goes on with moving a president around. We remember it here when President Obama would come back and they would have to close the
canopy.
So all this goes on, so he can go into the stadium, and they knew this protest was going to happen, so he can stand there during the national anthem and then walk out because the players have not stood for
but
the
couldn't
anthem.
He have just as easily said, I want to attend a Colts game, I'm a Colts fan, I was the governor of Indiana. I would love to attend a game, but while this is going on, I'm going to stay away. Wouldn't that have been just as effective?
Not as big.
Oh, yeah. No. Effective.
The walkout?
It wouldn't have made us. It wouldn't have made a big splash as it did. And I'll be interested to see how this is playing, because certainly a lot of people don't like these kneeling protests.
Right. And they're supporting Mike Pence for this.
And they would support Mike Pence for this. I think this was very carefully strategized by the Trump administration. They knew it was going to happen, and they want to. Donald Trump likes this issue. He thinks that it plays well for him, and he might be right. That this is something that polls well. One of the things that really frustrates me in talking about it is this protest is not a protest against soldiers. It's not a protest against the flag.
Right.
It's not a protest against the national anthem or the Constitution. It's a protest that began narrowly focused about the way police treat African Americans.
Racial injustice.
And so to say that, oh, you're disrespecting soldiers, and I'm getting a lot of communication from people who disagreed strongly with the piece I wrote a couple weeks ago, saying that kneeling for the national anthem, that protesting is a fundamentally American, patriotic thing to do. That protest is something that's baked into our
right.
national history, and to say that to protest, take an opportunity to protest and make demonstration is unpatriotic or is insulting to the soldiers who died for their right to do that. Is bizarre, I think. I mean, I think the proper response to this is, okay, these guys are protesting this. Fine, they've got a right to do that. When they're protesting, they are showing something about our country that's really pretty wonderful. And when everybody stands up together in a compulsory display,
right.
that's less American to me than protesting.
Right.
But this is not how it's playing in the country. So.
And can I tell you, when this has come up the very first time and up until recently, a lot of veterans call us and say, that's what we fought for, too, is your right to protest.
Right, right.
I mean, I don't want to go against veterans, and we have opened up the phone lines, and they seem to be, like, okay with it. It's other people who are not veterans that say, what about the veterans? What about our country?
Well, the words that are chiseled in stone in the lobby of this building that we're in right now, which is, I don't agree with what you say, but I'll defend to the death your right to say it. There are people who literally did defend to the death our right to say those things. And Colin Kaepernick's right to take a knee, to express to make a demonstration of how he feels about this.
But the original message is all but lost.
Yep, totally lost.
Right?
And even in Donald Trump's tweets, they were like, to people who are disrespecting soldiers, disrespecting the flag. That's not what this is about. It's not about the flag. It's
right.
about what's going on in our name, in the view of Colin Kaepernick, in the view of a number of these players. So this was clearly a stunt. This was clearly something that they orchestrated. They spent hundreds of thousands, apparently, of taxpayer dollars to do this.
Yeah.
And we'll see how well it plays, whether the country likes this. I'm guessing when they take polls on this that this one is going to poll pretty well. He's done well on the polls on this already.
What was the reaction of people there at the game? Was he being cheered or booed as he left?
Yeah. I wasn't watching the game. Was Pence being cheered or booed?
Yeah.
Generally, there's been boos at the players when they're
right.
when they're
not participating
after the anthem, I think, or maybe before, but certainly you don't boo during the anthem, and you don't boo right after the anthem. So I'm not sure how the public has been expressing itself. You guys don't go to Bears games, right? No,
I went to a preseason game.
It's either that or
send
your kids to college.
Is that enough Novocaine in the world to go to a Bears game at this point?
Oh, my goodness.
Eric Zorn is here from the Chicago Tribune. About once a month, Eric, you share with us some of the more amusing texts that you've received.
Tweets. Bill.
I don't know.
Social media. Look on your Etch-A-Sketch.
Yeah, I'm shaking it.
He has an iPhone now, so he's getting a little better.
Between a text and a tweet. And this is a Twitter. I scour Twitter every week, so I have this poll, this reader poll that I put out. Comes out usually on Wednesday mornings, and people vote, and thousands of people end up contributing to this. And
I always want people to get credit for them, and there's a way that you can look up who said them, and that's on our Facebook page.
They're going to be on your Facebook page.
The link.
Yeah, because they have things like, the first one here, the credit goes to @XLISERX. That would take a long time in the radio if I read all of them.
Yeah, you don't need to do that. All right.
But online you can find them. Anyway, so what I do at the end of the month, I do these polls, but at the end of the month I pick my 10 favorites that pass through my feed.
Mm-hmm.
And these are my 10 favorites from the month of September.
In no particular order.
In no particular order, no. First one, if somebody doesn't text me back within 5 minutes, I assume that they don't love me or that they've died from loving me too much. True.
We are an impatient society.
Yeah.
My biggest fear when traveling in new places is that I eat everything on my plate and the waiter returns and says, oh no, you ate the bones. Look, it's simple. The American flag stands for freedom and you should be fired if you disagree.
Oh,
pointed.
Right.
Not so funny, but pointed. In heaven, all your lost pets are sitting around waiting to see you again. I wish he'd die, says Cupcake. They all nod.
Oh, I love that one. I have
Did
so
Steve
many.
Dale tweet that in?
I can't wait to see all my old pets, my rabbits, my hermit crabs, my fish.
They're all waiting.
Dogs.
I wish you'd rip and die.
One cat.
If duct taping a Matchbox Trans Am to one's ear and pretending it's a Bluetooth device is wrong, then maybe... hang on, I've got to take this. My wife's parents are coming over. We have deployed cleaning products and launched Operation Don't Let Them See How We Live.
Oh, yeah.
Familiar? Yep.
That's good.
A little bit.
I will not bless a third sneeze. You're on your own.
I love that tweet.
The whole process of blessing somebody after they sneeze is the most ridiculous thing in the world. And yet, if somebody doesn't do it, I go, hey, what's wrong?
Yes. Well,
I just sneezed. You got to do something.
And again, after one, you say, bless you. And thank you.
Right.
And then two, but then three, it's like, is this the routine we're getting into?
But we don't do that if somebody coughs. We don't do that for any other.
Well, your heart skips a beat or stops for a second when you sneeze.
Yeah,
That's where it all came about.
But you, let's say Eric sneezed, you blessing him won't save him.
Well, it just shows that I care about him.
I guess.
She doesn't. I'll consider it cold indifference.
All right.
Can't people just say Gesundheit?
Yeah, in Germany.
Yes.
As long as they say something. If no one says anything, I feel like going, did you hear me?
I hope you don't die. I say that.
All right.
As a result of your sneeze.
One of my friends in college, he would bless you on your first sneeze, but then tell you to shut up after.
Yeah, that's good. That's much better.
Enough. This is in the form of a little dialogue, some of them are. Doctor, I'm sorry to say you're dying. Me, is there anything else you can do? Doctor, yes, I can play the piano.
That's funny. I like ones that cheat death and have a musical instrument in them. Do you have more like that?
Here's one. My girlfriend said that sex is better on vacation. That wasn't the postcard I was expecting.
That one's good, too.
And the last one. Honestly, son, that nightlight just makes it easier for the monster to find you.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That might be my favorite one
that's
ever.
That's great.
Now, I have a bonus one. This is one that nobody liked. Nobody voted for. Came in last place in the vote, but I liked it a lot. It's Rockstar 1. Great seeing you. Rockstar 2. Yeah, let's stay in touch. Rockstar 1. Keep on rocking. Rockstar 2. Keep on rocking to you as well. So you guys didn't like it either.
It's all right.
Like the formal quality is anyway.
Right.
I shouldn't have brought that one up because it was kind of a dud. But
it's because rock stars don't speak that way.
Rock stars don't speak like keep on rocking to you as well.
Right.
So I've actually trained my wife to say this when we part, and when she, like, I'll say keep on rocking, and she'll look at me and go, keep on rocking to you as well.
Oh, that's funny.
It's great. It's working out at home. So
poor Johanna.
Bless you, Eric. Should you sneeze in the future, we offer you a blessing.
And may I say keep on rocking.
Yeah, keep on rocking as well. That's Eric Zorn. Read him in the Chicago Tribune, everybody.